The lookout pointed.
Boat deadhead!
Amos Trask, Admiral of the Prince's Fleet of the Kingdom Navy, shouted.
What?
The harbour pilot, who stood beside the Admiral, guiding the Prince of Krondor's flagship, the Royal Dragon, toward the palace docks, shouted to his assistant at the bow,
Wave them off!
The assistant pilot, a sour-looking young man, shouted back,
They fly the Royal Ensign!
Amos Trask unceremoniously pushed past the pilot. Still a barrel-chested, bull-necked man at past 60 years of age, he hurried toward the bow with the sure step of a man who'd spent most of his life at sea. After sailing Prince Aruta's flagship in and out of Krondor for nearly 20 years, he could dock her blindfolded. But custom required the presence of the harbour pilot. Amos disliked turning over command of his ship to anyone, least of all an officious and not very personable member of the Royal Harbour Master's staff. Amos suspected that the second requirement for a position in that office was an objectionable personality. The first seemed to be marriage to one of the Harbour Master's numerous sisters or daughters. Amos reached the bow and looked ahead. His dark eyes narrowed as he observed the scene unfolding below. As the ship glided toward the quay, a small sailing boat, no more than 15 feet in length, attempted to dart into the opening ahead of it. Clumsily tied to the top of the mast was a pennant, a small version of the Prince of Krondor's naval ensign. Two young men frantically worked the sails and tiller, one attempting to hold as strong a line to the dock as possible, while the other furled a jib. Both laughed at the impromptu race.
Nicholas!
Shouted Amos, as the boy lowering the jib waved at him.
You idiot! We're cutting your wind! Turn about!
The boy at the helm turned to look at Amos and threw him an impudent grin.
I should have known,
said Amos to the assistant pilot. To the grinning boy, Amos shouted,
Harry, you lunatic!
Glancing back, seeing the last of the sails reefed, Amos observed,
We're coasting to the docks. We don't have room to turn if we wanted to, and we certainly can't stop.
All ships coming into Krondor dropped anchor in the middle of the harbour, waiting for longboats to tow them to the docks. Amos was the only man with rank enough to intimidate the harbour pilot into allowing him to drop sail at the proper moment and coast into the docks. He took pride in always reaching the proper place for the landlines to be thrown out and in having never crashed the docks or required a tow. He had coasted into this slip 100 times in 20 years. But never before with a pair of insane boys playing games in front of the ship. Looking forward at the small boat, which was now slowing even more rapidly, Amos said,
Tell me, Lawrence, how does it feel to be the man on the bow when you drown the Prince of Krondor's youngest son?
Colour drained from the assistant pilot's face as he turned toward the small boat. In a high-pitched voice, he began shrieking at the boys to get out of the way. Turning his back on the scene below, Amos shook his head as he leaned back against the railing. He ran his hand over his nearly bald pate. The grey hair around it, once dark and curly, now tied back behind his head in a sailor's knot. After a moment, attempting to ignore what they were doing, Amos gave in. He turned around, leaning forward and to the right so he could see past the bowsprit. Below, Nicholas was leaning into the oar, one leg braced firmly against the base of the mast, the oar firmly planted against the bow of the ship. He looked terrified. Amos could hear Nicholas shout,
Harry, you'd better turn to port!
Amos nodded in silent agreement, for if Harry pulled hard to port, the small sailboat would swing wide of the lumbering ship, getting banged around, perhaps swamped, but at least the boys would be alive. If they drifted suddenly to starboard, the boat would quickly be ground between the ship's hull and the approaching pilings of the dock. Lawrence, the assistant pilot, said,
"The Prince is fending us off."
Amos shook his head.
"Letting us push them into the dock, you mean?"
Cupping his hands around his mouth, Amos shouted,
"Harry, hard a port!"
The young squire only yelled a maniacal war whoop in answer as he struggled with the tiller to keep the boat centred upon the ship's bow.
"Like balancing a ball on a sword point," Amos sighed.
He could tell by the speed of the ship and its location that it was time to ready the lines. He turned his back on the boys once more.